Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's November 4th and 5th, depending on when you're listening to this. Halloween has come and gone, and I'm sure, like Tom Brady and his kids, you had a lot of fun out there. Patriots are doing well. They're in the middle of their bye break. Want to give a big shout-out to my running friends for really participating in several great races over the past couple of weeks. In particular, want to mention the Wicked Fit Run, which raises money for families in transition. It was at Rollins Park. And then later that day, there was a trick-or-treat run in Manchester, a 3K. So we did a double that day, and that raised money for Chad. And then on Sunday, there was another trick-or-treat race in Exeter, which raised money for the Cancer Fund at Exeter Hospital. So the running community is really cool. Because they participate, they understand the importance of wellness, but most of the registration monies go to really important causes. And, of course, Northeast Delta Dental likes to fund the timing services for these races so more of the money can go straight to the cause. Along the lines of giving back to the community, there is no greater partner in New Hampshire than the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. And with me this weekend, November 4th and 5th, is the Deputy General Manager, Jenna Reyes. Jenna, thank you for joining me this weekend. I know you're busy planning the baseball dinner as well as kind of a review of the season. So thank you for joining me this weekend.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
So let's talk about the season. Before the show, we were talking offline. At least for the fans, it seemed to zip by, but I know that a lot of planning goes into the season. Of course, this year we also had a very successful All-Star game, including, I think, seeing Rafael Devers, who then came up to the Red Sox. So tell us from your point of view how the season went, and also are you already starting to plan the 2018 season?
Well, of course we're already planning the 2018 season. The schedule typically gets released right at the end of July. So it's really that last month of our current season that we're already planning for next year. But you're right, 2017 really did fly by. Lots of rain, lots of weather, but still we're able to pull out really great games, especially the Northeast Delta Dental Eastern League All-Star Classic and the Home Run Derby. Both were really great events that really brought New England really to the ballpark together, got to see the new renovations, and like you said, see folks like Devers play and then see him play even in the postseason was really rewarding for the staff that worked that event too.
It was awesome, and of course, although the Red Sox lost to the Astros, Devers hit that inside-the-park home run that got them closer. So the Red Sox actually gave a pretty good battle to the Astros. Let's switch gears and talk about the Granite State Baseball Dinner. It's in two short weeks. So just as background for everybody, in case you don't know this, the Granite State Baseball Dinner a long time ago was known as New Hampshire Baseball Dinner, and actually has a very long history in New Hampshire. I know when I was growing up, so a million years ago, I remember listening to the radio and in the Hot Stove League, people talking about the New Hampshire Baseball Dinner. Then it went dormant, and then, of course, it was rejuvenated by the New Hampshire Fisher Cats since 2007. And since 2007, the dinner has raised more than $1.5 million in three worthy charities that Jenna will describe. But not only that, it's been a great opportunity for baseball fanatics like myself to meet and greet, many famous celebrities. So tell us about the charities and what we have as player highlights for this year's baseball dinner.
So the three charities that this dinner supports, three obviously really great charities, the first being the Children's Hospital at Dartmouth. I think everyone's really is familiar with Chad and know the great work they do, but it's always important for us to be able to donate these unrestricted funds that the folks there can use as needed to help the causes that they need at Chad. The Ted Williams Foundation is near and dear to our heart as well and has New Hampshire ties and also does quite a few scholarships and really work to raise, to keep the Ted Williams Foundation going. And then obviously the Fisher Cats Foundation, which is really spearheaded by our owner, Art Solomon. But probably the most important thing and the thing that we enjoy the most is being able to give out $30,000 in scholarships every year. So we award those to 10 New Hampshire students, two Massachusetts students, so they each get $2,500. So it's rewarding to have those kids out, and we've had some good success stories. I've been there since 2012, so now some of the folks that I was first able to give scholarships to are already done with college, getting their first jobs, and still writing thank you notes, and that's all you can ask for from kids these days, too.
That's awesome, and people know I was chair of the State Board of Ed for many years and on the State Board for 10 years, I'm the older I get, the more I keep saying and believing and seeing that the more educated you are, the more chance you have for success in your life. It's no guarantee, but it certainly gives you that opportunity. So that's great to hear, Jenna. So the baseball dinner is Saturday, November 18th at 5 p.m. at the Radisson Hotel Expo Center in Manchester. So tell us how to get tickets and other information.
So tickets are available through sponsorship or individual ticket purchases, and tickets are for individuals are just $80. They're at nhfishercats.com. We just announced Tony Perez as being the headliner along with Chris Carpenter. So ticket sales have certainly started to pick up since that announcement last a few weeks ago. But it's still a great time. Folks can still get tickets. There's a great auction. Everyone that comes out is able to get autographs from all of the celebrities. It usually ends up being a really great dais of 16 to 18 celebrities that are there.
And they're very receptive. Everybody will get their paraphernalia signed. You might, when you come into the hall, see that there's a little bit of a line, but it flows nicely. Everybody's collegial. There's a lot of courtesy, and everybody, there's no problem getting stuff signed for your kids or the kid inside yourself, in my case. So there's a little bit of a theme this year too, and some of the guests. Obviously, we've just seen a great World Series, but the 1975 World Series was also viewed as one of the greatest World Series of all time, and in particular, Game 6, when Carlton Fisk was waving his home run to land to the right of the foul pole. So tell us about, in addition, you already mentioned Tony Perez, but you also have a few Red Sox players from that game.
Yep, we have four other Red Sox players from that game. So Bernie Carbo, Rico Petrocelli, Louis Tiant. They've all been at the dinner before, but we're excited to have Bill Lee there as well. And so I haven't seen Bill at one of the dinners. I don't know if you have, but Spaceman will be there. And so having those four and Tony Perez, it just started to work out that way. We finally made the correlation, I would say, just a few days before we knew that Tony Perez was coming. And we kind of said, oh, my goodness, this is going to be really cool, especially for the folks that remember the 1975 World Series or like to look back at that time, too.
I did. I was watching with my college roommates, half of whom were Cincinnati Reds fans. So that night, I was really happy. A couple of days later, I wasn't, though, when we end up losing Game 7, when we're actually leading 2-0 until the spaceman, who Jenna referred to as Bill Lee, yeah, that was his nickname. We were winning 2-0. I say we, meaning the Red Sox, and Bill Lee was actually a great pitcher, by the way. In some respects, he had three consecutive years of 17 wins, which for nowadays would be really good. He had a really good earned run average, but he ended up giving a home run up to Tony Perez, which set the stage for the Reds making their ultimate comeback and winning Game 7. Of course, Bernie Carbo did hit the pinch hit home run prior to Carlton Fisk's game-winning home run, walk-off. And that term wasn't used then because the term walk-off was coined later on by Dennis Eckersley. But in any event, without Bernie Carbo's pinch-hit three-run home run, there's no Carlton Fisk. And, of course, everybody remembers, you know, Rico Petrocelli, who was the shortstop on the 67 team but then played third base on the 75 team. And, of course, Louis Tiant, one of the games in the series, he pitched over 160 pitches, which is unheard of, you know, to win a complete game. So you can just, by listening to me, Jenna, you know I'm going to have a ball.
I'm excited.
I'm excited as well. So tell us, Chris Carpenter obviously is a delightful man and has never disappointed. So Chris is coming again this year, correct?
Yep, Chris has pledged to be there as long as he can be. So we're excited to welcome him back. And even though he comes year after year, his line is still one of the longest lines to, I think, get his autograph, but also just speak to him because he is someone that is local, that did have a great career that kids can still look up to. And he's still so involved in the baseball community, too, that it's always nice to have him back. And then Jonathan Davis will be back. He was certainly a fan favorite from the Fisher Cats this year. I know a lot of the campers that came out to our Dartmouth-Hitchcock baseball camps this summer are excited to have him back. He actually made the SportsCenter top 10 plays earlier this summer. So it's rounding out to be a really great, cool, fun group of people. And of course, our fingers are still crossed that a few others will commit to coming as well.
So again, it's Saturday, November 18th at 5 p.m. at the Radisson Hotel Expo Center in Manchester. And can you give us the phone number again, Jen?
Yep. Tickets, if you want to purchase by phone, you can purchase at 603-641-2005.
And generally, and this is not a radio tease, generally it gets sold out before the day of the event. So really, I don't want to sound like a salesperson, but you really don't want to wait to the day of, because then there'd be no guarantee that you'll be able to get in. There's another interesting guest, and that is the daughter of Ted Williams, Claudia Williams. Is she making it this year?
She is, yeah. She was supposed to attend last year. I think a little illness got her a couple of days before, but she will be there this year. So we're excited to have her back as well.
And I was able to actually read her book about her father, Ted. And, of course, Ted was a very complex man in addition to having a lifetime batting average of .344 and the best on-base percentage of all time, along with Babe Ruth and Barry Bonds. He was also a fighter pilot, both in World War II and the Korean War. And so many people figure he lost five really great seasons, and he ended up with 521 home runs. So, you know, if you add 150 home runs to that, he might have gotten close to 700 home runs. So in addition to being a great baseball player, he truly was a hero in World War II and the Korean War. And Claudia talks about him as being a dad. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio and Jenna Races, who's the Deputy General Manager of the New Hampshire Fisher Cats on November 4th and 5th. And again, a big shout out to all my running friends for participating in so many important running events that raise money for things like families and transitions. So I know that you're out there listening. And I also know that I have some CEO colleagues that I think can afford to do a baseball dinner sponsorship. So Jenna, why don't you give us the phone number for people interested in buying individual tickets, but also a sponsorship, and also the website?
Yep, the easiest phone number is 603-641-2005. That gets you straight to our front office, and I'm happy to talk to you about sponsorships or individual tickets as well. And then the website, nhfishercats.com. You can't miss it as soon as you log in there, because we're promoting the daylights out of it, especially with photos of Tony Perez, Chris Carpenter. So you'll see those folks as soon as you log on at nhfishercats.com.
So let's review the flow of the evening. Again, just as a reminder, everybody, the beneficiaries of the baseball dinner are Chad, the Ted Williams Foundation, and the great Fisher Cats Foundation. So folks arrive around 5 o'clock, and they start getting, you know, lined up for their autographs. And take us from there as to kind of the flow of the evening, Jen.
Yep, the really unheard of part is that these folks are signing autographs for 2 hours. So from 5 until just before 7 o'clock, you have your chance to get the autographs. So anywhere between 16 to 18 celebrities when we're all said and done, usually somewhere between 1,100 and 1,200 people. But it flows nicely, like you said. You're not really waiting that long to get anyone's autograph. So kids and adults alike are having a great time. While the autographs are going on from 5 to 7, we'll have somewhere between 120 and 140 silent auction items to bid on. We also do a balloon raffle. So you can purchase balloon raffle tickets. They're $20 a piece. You get your money back right away because you get $20 to T-Bones or Cactus Jack's just by purchasing a $20 balloon. And then in about 150 of the balloons, in addition to the gift certificates, you're also getting some type of really cool autograph or some type of prize, with the grand prize being a really great grill. In the past, it's been a Weber grill. We're just waiting for it to arrive right now, but from Energy North Propane.
And you also, as an auction item, have an authentic Tom Brady jersey, and he's having another MVP-type season at the moment, leading the league in yardage. And so we have that, but tell us what is donated by iRobot. That kind of caught my eye. That seems to be new this year.
Yeah, a Roomba. So I don't know if you have one.
I don't, so tell me about it.
I don't. I wish I did. I know folks that do, but it's that little robot vacuum machine that you turn on and it does everything for you while you're away. So that
wow.
would be a,
I'm gonna
a
bid
really
on that.
Great Christmas present, husband.
Absolutely. No. So tell us about your experience at the Fisher Cats. I mean, obviously, it's you're a terrific college softball pitcher, so you're an athlete, so you it's interesting, you know, area you're in, but a lot of what you're doing is really organizing, you know, entertainment or organizing events. So what has been I often, after I interview you know, folks like you and Mike, oftentimes people say, geez, I'd like to hear more about how they, you know, got into, you know, working for a sports franchise. While it is sports related, and to some extent it's, you know, it is business, it's entertainment. So tell us your experiences.
So working for the Fisher Cats, I actually started working, I moved to New Hampshire from Texas, and then went to the University of Memphis to play softball and moved to New Hampshire, hopefully just, I mean, my hope was at the time to work a couple of years at the University of New Hampshire selling sports sponsorships. Ended up meeting my husband, so I took a different job once I met him and realized I was probably going to be staying in New Hampshire for at least most of my life, was working for the Children's Hospital at Dartmouth-Hitchcock, which coincidentally at the Granite State Baseball Center working for Chad, ended up really connecting with the folks from the Fisher Cats and realizing that even though I was working for a nonprofit at the time, working for someone like the Fisher Cats that does so much in the community would really afford me the opportunity to work with not just one charity, but, you know, hundreds of charities throughout the state. So I moved over to the Fisher Cats in 2012, and my role has certainly evolved from, you know, doing events, really working directly with our team president to really handling this side of the Fisher Cats Foundation, working with our marketing team, the in-game entertainment, and now having a family of my own too, really helping connect the Fisher Cats to families throughout the Granite State too.
And you do a great job with all the above. I'm thinking, you know, and Jenna didn't mention this, but we had an education day there, which, you know, which you organize. And it's just, we can always count on you. Oh, I don't know how you do it, but if I email you at 11 o'clock at night, I get an email at 11:10 p.m. So I know that you're connected and raising a family and, you know, and doing a great job. And I think that's another theme I'd like to sort of impart to the listening audiences. And we have the same sort of culture at Northeast Delta Dental, which is it's all hands on deck. I mean, at game day, you'll see there's a piece of paper on the ground, you know, Mike Ramshaw is picking it up, or Jenna's picking it up, or I'm picking it up, or whatever. But it's just basically all hands on deck. And those of you that want to get into what I call family marketing, sports entertainment, you really do have to, you know, be willing to do anything asked, particularly on game day.
Right. And I think it really speaks to the, you know, the Granite State, kind of the New Hampshire way, is really just having the pride in what we do. I'm proud to bring my family to the ballpark. I'm proud to have friends that come to the ballpark. So that makes, you know, picking up paper and making sure that things are go off, you know, as they're planned, making sure that the food is hot and the drinks are cold, all of that stuff really, you know, really comes down to having pride in what we do.
And the ballpark originally was spectacular. It's even more spectacular. Hopefully people got to see the additions last year, but definitely one of the top ballparks in the Eastern League, wouldn't you say?
I like it. I mean, I've only been to maybe 20 or so minor league ballparks throughout the country, and I like the way I like ours. There's obviously some things that you wish you could go back in time and change. I think if I could have my one wish list item would be a walk around concourse. You could just walk around absolutely everything. It's beautiful, and people love coming out. It's nice. It's safe. It's open. There's not a bad seat in the house, which is typically what folks will reply back with, that they pick these seats not knowing what they would be able to see, and it was a great ball game.
And it's so easy to get in and out. I know what I do now to watch Red Sox games is I go to a Fisher Cats game and watch it in our suite with
the TV
watching
right.
The Red Sox. Here we are 2 weeks away, so you're the deputy general manager. What are you worrying about? And it's just continuing to, you know, to promote the event and making sure that all the guests, I'm looking particularly at Oral Can Boyd here, that they all show up.
Right. Well, the guests are typically all there, some maybe a little bit later than others. We're always hoping to add a couple of folks to the guest list. I think in the past, I think it's been 3 years now, that folks have been able to meet Victoria Arland. So her stardom has really taken on a whole different role now that she's on Dancing with the Stars. But we're still hoping that a few of the folks that have come in the past will be able to come back again. But we certainly want her to go, obviously, as far as she can in her new competition. Ticket sales, sponsorships are always available. Really, like you said, until hopefully the last few days is typically when it'll be a sold out event, because we want to make sure that we have obviously meals for everyone, but also that it's not oversold so people can get all of their autographs as well. But really, it's the little details, because people come to expect things to be well organized and well run and efficient. So working with the Radisson Hotel in Manchester is always easy and always great. But just the final details, even though this will be my seventh, sixth, I guess my seventh dinner to put on, my eighth dinner to attend, There's always something else that someone has a better idea or a different idea that we're tweaking really until the last minute.
And as everybody knows, one of my favorite quotes, my own, is the success is the sum of paying attention to details. And Jenna and Mike and the team at the New Hampshire Fisher Cats absolutely do that. So the tickets are $80, and you can get them at nhfishercats.com. And truly, don't wait to the last minute, because, again, many years, a few days before the event, the tickets are all sold out. And for fire law reasons and for food planning reasons, you really can't get the additional tickets. I know I've been asked at the 11th hour for tickets. So I encourage people to go on nhfishercats.com to buy the ticket. Or if you are a company and you want a table sponsorship, I'm sure that there, Jenna can work that out for you as well. So some of the guests include, again, Tony Perez, Chris Carpenter, Rico Petrocelli, Bernie Carvel, Bill Lee, and Louis Tiant. And as I said before the break, there's definitely a 1975, you know, World Series theme there. And I think maybe baseball is making a renaissance in terms of how great this past World Series one was. And again, I'm dating myself, but for many years, everybody viewed the 1975 World Series as the top World Series of all time. So maybe it'll be supplanted. So why don't you review the charities again, Jen?
Yep, our three charities that the Granite State Baseball Dinner benefits is the Ted Williams Foundation, the Fisher Cats Foundation, and also maybe most importantly, the Children's Hospital at Dartmouth-Hitchcock.
Awesome. And one of the piece of business that's done that evening is that Northeast Delta Dental announces the what we call the Golden Tooth Award winner, the most valuable player in terms of in general as a player, but also being out in the community. And many of the past winners, you know, people like, you know, Anthony Goes, Brett Cecil, have gone on to stardom in their major league career. So I think, Jenna, we're a good luck charm when we give out that Golden Tooth Award.
There was even Taylor Cole, who was a winner 2 years ago, made his debut this year.
Exactly. I saw that. And so, and what's really neat is I get the pleasure of doing a very short, you know, bio on these young men. And invariably, it's not only just their ball playing skills, they're all out in the community, you know, doing the right thing. And sometimes, you know, athletes don't get the best reputation sometime in the media. But I can tell you, all these young gentlemen are going to be successful in life. So, Jen, thank you for the opportunity for getting me on early to present that.
The gentleman that you'll be awarding this year is, by all means, a stand-up baseball player who has spoken to kids, done youth baseball camps, and really is really, really great at speaking about diversity in baseball, and is so intelligent. Getting married this December, fiance is wonderfully sweet too. So it's going to a really good person this year too.
Awesome. So the date is September, November 18th, 5 p.m. at the Radisson Hotel, nhfishercats.com. And Jenna, the phone number?
603-641-2005.
Awesome. Okay, and for my veterans friends, November 10th is Veterans Daycare, free dental care at the Easter Seals Dental Center. So if you're interested in that, call me directly at 223-1300. Jenna, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Thank you, Tom.
And I'll see everybody on Saturday, November 18th. Please stay tuned.